He said he was pretty honest. He said he's, you know, he's been frustrated at times. He's felt sorry for himself at times. I don't know if that's anything that you can see as a teammate or friend, but have you noticed Malcolm ever feeling down, and have you done anything to try to pick him up, or has it been something that he's been able to just kind of put aside on his own?
I feel a little bit like a shrink. I don't know, man. I think he's always had a good attitude when he comes into work. If he's felt like that, I think he's probably kind of, you know, just kept it to himself. I mean, we all have, you know, you talk about from training camp on, we've all had days where you don't feel like being here, and, you know, all of that's a part of being and spending so many hours here. But I don't know. I just try to always encourage everybody and, you know, stay upbeat. I mean, the other day in practice, I was jumping around, and, you know, I think that's a part of us just trying to have fun. But all of us all in our own, you know, situation. I mean, now that you say that, I'll probably pay more attention and just try to keep him upbeat.
Were you able to take anything out of the joint practices against Deshaun Watson that you can use on Sunday?
Some of the things, I mean, we went back and you know, watched some of that and tried to kind of mesh it all together with, you know, the Cincinnati game and really the second half of the Jacksonville game where he was in there. Try to draw some, you know, comparisons and see, you know, what's similar, what's a little different. So, you know, the good thing about that is, you know, obviously a lot of times when you go against rookie quarterbacks, you just have the preseason and, you know, for us, the game and a half, but now we also have that film. So it's kind of just turned in as a part of the breakdown. You know, we've gotten to watch that, and you guys, with everything we did from, you know, two-minute drill, third down, red area, you know, that's all a part of the breakdown to me when we're watching film. And our coaches always do a great job of, you know, going through all of that and bringing out certain plays that are key. So, you know, as players, it's hard sometimes to watch the game and then us trying to go back through the training camp practice. So I think our coaches have done a great job of throwing those in there and kind of meshing it all together as far as, you know, game and practice.
Devin, how about from the standpoint of just playing speed? When you go against somebody firsthand and you see it on the field and experience it as opposed to seeing it on video against other players?
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's one thing we definitely know is he can run. If we don't, you know, keep him in the pocket and try to surround him as much as possible. You know, the play like he had against Cincinnati is not just a one-time thing or like some great play. Like, he has that where he can do that at any moment in any, you know, any game and can do it multiple times. So that's something that I don't think we have to go out there and, you know, let him run for 40 yards and then say, oh man, he's fast. You know, I think that's something we obviously already know and have to be prepared for. Obviously, knowing and stopping is two different things. So we'll have to really work to that. Something we've talked about all week so far. So it's definitely a focus of the defense.
You talked about, and the team has talked about, stacking good practices, good wins together. How do you go from getting that win in New Orleans to stacking another win in New York?
I just think mentality. We have to have a blue collar, bring your lunch pail to work type of attitude every day. I think we're working on that. We're staying at it. How we practice, you know, yesterday, today, you know, a part of that is what we practiced in yesterday. Being out there, it's windy, it's raining, it's a little chillier than it's been, and, you know, trying to have a good practice and get the things we need to get done. And, you know, I think that carries over more than anything of, you know, just always today was good. It's a mentality to make each day good. And I think we're working on that, and it's still a work in progress, obviously. And you know, like we always talk about here, it doesn't matter how good the week is that we feel going into the game. If we don't play well, then it's kind of off or not. So we gotta, you know, keep working throughout the end of this week, and then go out there and play well Sunday.
How's the communication so far with you guys on the back end and working and Stephon and everything?
Still a work in progress. I mean, each time different things come up, it could be new, it could be something similar, and we just keep talking through it. I think one of the best things for us always is after practice in the meeting rooms. Defensively, we're always communicating, talking. We're making the calls we made out on the field. You know, sometimes we make a call that, you know, at the moment we thought was right, but we get in there, we watch it. It's like, hey, you know, at safety, I might say, hey, I called this, but, you know, I think this will work out better. And we'll talk about that right in the meeting room. And I think that allows to develop communication off the field. Because, I mean, once you get in the season, we're not, you know, we can't practice everything that'll come up in the game, but just being able to sit through the practice film and then sit through some game film and, you know, decide exactly how we're going to call stuff and then try to keep that consistent once we get out there in the game allows us to keep getting better communicating. But it's something we got to just keep doing, and hopefully each week, each game, it improves and we get to the point where it's like second nature.
I know it's only been 2 weeks. It's very, very early, but it still says Patriots pass defense 31st. That must dismay you a little bit.
Thanks for telling me. Sounds about right, though. We haven't played the best football that we know we can. Obviously, you give up big plays, that's not going to rank you pretty high in pass defense. So, like I said, obviously we have a lot of work to get done, and it's something we just got to keep improving.
Devin, you broke down the team in the locker room after the game on Sunday, and you made mention the fact that Matthew Slater wasn't there to do it.
Yeah, I know Matt Slater.
Now that he's back, what's it mean to have him? You go through this where guys get hurt, and they're around the team, but when they're out on the field in practice, and somebody like him has exerted his leadership through the years.
Yeah, I mean, especially for me, you know, Slate's 2 years older than me. So since I came here, he's always been, you know, that constant voice, constant leadership and presence in the locker room and, you know, obviously on the field. But I think the one thing Slate does that's hard for anybody else to do is how he relates to everyone. So even, you know, with him not being out there in the games and, you know, him being on the sideline, the Kansas City game, and him always in the locker room, you know, he's still here now. He'll be here probably till 6:30, 7 o'clock. As you can always count on him to be there to talk. So his presence really hasn't been missing around. Obviously on the field, it definitely is. But he's still been around and been able to be himself. And I think guys really lean on that and need that. I know, you know, obviously as another co-captain with him, it's very important to have that for me, you know, to be able to lean on Slate just because of his leadership and how strong-willed he is and, you know, his character.
Is it hard to get used to that mood when you don't have those certain guys who, I don't know, supply like the energy or the presence, whether it be Slater, whether it be Edelman, you know, guys who are just kind of, they're always there with the energy. Is it weird to not have that mood in the locker room?
I think you adjust. You know, I think one of the good things is, you know, after the game, having someone to break it down is a good feeling, you know, even though having to replace Slate, but at least we could do that. You know, we didn't have to worry about that game one because we fell short. But I think other than that, I just always remember, like, Mayo used to always be the guy when we came out before the games. You seen us jumping around, you know, Mayo would do it. And then, you know, Mayo got hurt. And then Chandler Jones did it. And then Chandler, you know, so it's always, you know, somebody stepping up. And, you know, I think that's the key to everything, whether it's stepping up on an offensive role, a defensive role, a special teams role, is the next man up. And somebody seeing, you know, we have a void here, you know, I need to step in and do it. And, you know, I think the good thing for us is we usually have a couple guys that are willing to do that. And, you know, when it's your turn, you just got to step up and be ready.
We saw the video on Patriots.com we were alluding to with the breakdown and everything. What's it like after you guys lose in the locker room? Is it a lot messier? Do you guys still break it down?
Oh, yeah, we break it down. It's not quite like that. But, no, we still break it down. And, you know, Pat's on three. You know, we're always, you know, I think usually Slate's in there and he's – talk about sticking together, and I think that's one of the biggest things. We win together, we lose together, and you just try to turn the page and move on. So we always focus on that, and hopefully we won't have to do that many times.
We know Tom's very giving. Would you rather get Uggs at Christmas or his book?
Uggs. No offense. Uggs just seem a little more comfier. And they do very well if you need to wrap them up and pass them on as a gift. No problem.